A dozen Somali refugees are fighting to reclaim their jobs at Atlanta's airport. The airplane cleaners were fired when they could not pass a written security test in English. Airport officials banned translators as a security precaution after the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Somali refugees call it a case of discrimination. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
At the Georgia Somali Community Center, a dozen women in richly colored scarves and one man sit around a table. They gesture furiously and talk over each other between sips of coffee. There are two things that they all agree on.
We love you, America.
That's number one.
They see inconsistency and also discrimination.
That's number two. These women are devoted to America. It's the only country that took them in when their homeland was in chaos. But they believe that someone in America has treated them unfairly. Their stories are all roughly the same. For 6 or 7 years, they worked as airplane cleaners at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Every year, they took a security clearance test to renew their badges. Sophia Awali says the process was simple.
We always go as a team and take the test through our own language, and somebody who knows the English gonna translate for us. And we all know because we already mastered it, because we were working many years, and we all know how things are.
Last September, Awali's manager surprised her on test-taking day. Awali was told she could no longer use a translator. That day, she was sent home with no severance, no unemployment, not even her last paycheck. The same thing happened to Noura Adan after 6 years working at the airport. Now, Adan says she fears becoming homeless.
In America, if you don't pay your bills, they're going to throw your stuff outside. And that's one of the craziest things that I have. I'm worried about, and I don't sleep day and night.
These women say their job doesn't require any English. They just clean the planes. Other major international airports in the U.S. don't have this rule. Hartsfield-Jackson spokeswoman Lainey Thomas says she can't speak for other airports, but she says the justification for the English-only rule is safety. In case of an emergency, she says, people around the airplane need to be able to follow instructions in English. She compares it to the policy for exit row passengers on an airplane.
If someone on an aircraft sitting in an exit row cannot understand English, they are removed from that row and placed elsewhere for safety reasons. If we have employees who cannot follow commands in English in an emergency situation, then obviously their lives are at risk.
And, as in the exit row analogy, Thomas says these women could have been moved to different positions. There are thousands of jobs at the airport that don't require security clearance or English. The women were employed by a contractor called Aramark Aviation Services. Nobody's sure why Aramark didn't reassign these workers to different jobs. The women allege discrimination. They say one of the Aramark managers disparaged Muslims and helped non-English speakers from Asia and Latin America pass the security test. Aramark declined to speak on tape for this story, but the company issued a statement saying in part, quote, Aramark offered its employees classes to learn English, and some employees took advantage of the training and were able to pass the security testing. Aramark regrets that some people had to lose their jobs and would be willing to consider hiring them back if they are able to meet the airport's testing requirements, end quote. Ali Omar is the executive director of the Georgia Somali Community Center. He says losing a job is especially difficult for refugees because they send all of their extra money home.
These people, they have relatives that are in the refugee camp, so they don't have any money that they save. Therefore, all of them going to be, you know, have a financial problem if they don't get a check.
But these women haven't lost hope. They say they still believe that America is the land of opportunity. They expect their children to grow up to be doctors and lawyers. They're studying English, and they're confident that they will find work. If not at the airport, then someplace better. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.